Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Wychok. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today is a little bit of a milestone episode, if you will. Today is episode 20 of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. So instead of giving advice, I'm just going to kind of tell a story about something that I did. And I say it all the time. It's how I bought my neighbor's house by accident one time. And it's just an interesting story because I think about real estate and I say, you know, I just want to be a great realtor. I want to be a great real estate broker. I want to list houses and I want to sell them. And I used to have some investment properties and I've done fix and flips in the past and things like that. But the thing that I really want to do is I want to list houses and I want to sell them and I want to work with buyers and I want to help them buy. And it got me to this story where I became a home buyer without even knowing it. So my wife and I, we lived at our old house before we built the new one. We were there for 11 years, and the neighbor behind me was an older guy, and he was a really nice guy. We got along really, really well. He was a good guy. The only thing that he would do, we would have a bear in the neighborhood sometimes, and I guess the bear would get into the garbage, and he would literally knock on my door at like 6 a.m. and be like, "Hey, Dave, the bear got into the garbage." And I would tell him all the time, I'm like, "You know, Mike, you could have told me this at 7:30 a.m. instead of 6 a.m. But it's just what he did, and it was kind of like whatever. And I would go out and I would help him clean everything up and make it look as though that never happened. But towards the end of our time at the property, Mike passed away, and his son-in-law kind of took over the estate. And I knew he was eventually going to sell the house. So he literally, our backyards touched each other. So I would go over as he was cleaning out the house, and you know, there was a dumpster there, and family members were coming over, and they would take the things that they wanted, and the stuff that was no longer needed, they would throw it out. And I kind of talked to them throughout this process multiple times, you know, expressing my interest in selling that house, because obviously, I'm a real estate broker, and nobody knows the neighborhood better than me who lived there for over a decade. And I really just wanted to list this house. And it was just one of those things where he never really committed. His son-in-law never committed to listing it with me. And then one day, I got a call from my wife. She said, "Dave," she said, our neighbor's house is on Facebook Marketplace." And I said, "All right." I said, "I'll take a look." And I looked at it. And I knew it was a little bit older house, but I had a pretty good idea of what it was worth. I looked at it on Facebook Marketplace, and it was up for sale for $180,000, which I knew was way less, which, again, another reason never list your house for sale by owner. But it was on Facebook Marketplace for $180,000, and I knew that was way less than what it should have been listed. So I called his son-in-law, and I said, "Hey, Jeff," I said, "please, take that Facebook Marketplace listing down immediately." I said, "And please list your house with me. I know I can get you more money than that." And he goes, "No, Dave," he goes, "you don't understand." He goes, "I'm getting a ton of calls, you know, on that ad." And I said, well, yeah, I'm sure you are. And it's because I think you're probably like $50,000 too short on the asking price, maybe even more. You know, it's something that, you know, I really think you should take it down. Please list it with me." And I had probably a 20-minute conversation with him where I was telling him all the things I would do. You know, I've got people who could help with the clean out. I take professional photography, and I'll do a video. I'll do all these great things to market and sell this house. And I talked to him for about 20 minutes, and I could tell, you know, I've been at this job for a while. I could tell the conversation just wasn't going my way. And I could tell that he simply was not going to list the house with me. So in a last ditch effort, I just kind of threw it out there. I said, "Hey," I said, "I got to be honest with you." I said, "At that price, I mean, I'd buy it." And it got quiet on the phone and he goes, would you really? And I said, well, now I'm like on the hook, you know, because I said it like a dummy. And I said, well, yeah, sure. I'll definitely buy it. And he goes, wow. He goes, that would really be great. He goes, you know, Mike, he really liked you. You know, you were a great neighbor. I think he'd really be happy to, you know, if you bought the house. So now I'm kind of like in over my head. So I said, well, look, talk it over with your family and your daughter and make sure that they're okay with it. And let's touch base tomorrow. And, you know, but if they're okay with it, yeah, I'll buy it. And it was one of those things I couldn't back out at that point. Right. I didn't know what to do. I told my wife, she just kind of like rolled her eyes at me, thought I was crazy. And I told her, I said, well, look, we'll move your mom into that house. Cause her mom was in a rental of ours, in Wilkes-Barre that I wanted to sell. So I said, we'll move your mom in there. It'd be good. And, the next day I get on the phone, I talk to Jeff and he goes, you know, Dave, he goes, I know we agreed to 180,000, but he goes, I was getting a lot of calls on that house. And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, you know, what are you asking? He goes, look, he goes, I hate even asking you this, but he goes, would you be willing to do 182.5? Yeah, no, sure. I could definitely do 182.5. So, you know, I wrote up the contract for 182,500 and just like that, I was under contract to buy my neighbor's house that I didn't want. And I was going to put my mother-in-law in there and it was going to work out really well. And, you know, I ended up buying another house where I moved my mother-in-law to. So I ended up selling that house that I purchased to a girl who lived in the neighborhood who was looking to buy a house. And, you know, it was a few years ago. And now when I drive through the neighborhood, I got to be honest with you, it really was the best case scenario. This girl has done a phenomenal job with this house. Well, first of all, I told her because I lived there for so long. I knew her. I knew her sister. I knew her parents. And I said, look, let me put a new roof on there for her. I said, because at this time I was able to get inside the house. I said, it needs a new roof. Let me put a new roof on. I said, it needs a new electrical panel. I'd like to upgrade that for you. And I said, I think it needs a new furnace because it had an oil furnace. I wanted to convert it over to natural gas. And she told me, she said, look, I know a guy who could do the furnace. I know a guy who could do the electrical, but I don't know anybody that could do the roof. So I ended up putting a new roof on it for her. And I sold the house for a good amount more than what I bought it for. And you know what's funny? The truth is, I just wanted to put the house on the market. I didn't really want to buy it, but I committed to it. So I followed through on my commitment because I felt it was something that I should have done. And I ended up, you know, making a decent profit when I sold this thing. But you know, the one thing I could tell you right now is if you're someone out there thinking about for sale by owner, please at least listen to a realtor. I mean, this is a house that I know was worth more money. And my only true intention was to sell it for him. But when I knew that wasn't an option and he was willing to sell it to me, I bought it myself. And then I ended up selling it. And now, I mean, I got to tell you, it looks phenomenal. The lawn is manicured. She put all new siding on the house. I mean, it is true. Like, this house is the best version of itself. So I guess it's one of those things. All's well that ends well, right? So it ended up going really, really well. And now looking back at it, seems like it worked for everyone. But what I can tell you is, if you're someone thinking about selling your house, please don't try to do a for sale by owner with at the very least, consulting with the realtor first. And if you are a realtor and you're trying to list a house that you know you can get a great deal for, you know, sometimes you just can't let those deals slip through your fingers, because the truth of the matter is, if I didn't buy that house, somebody else would have, and they probably would have done something similar to what I did anyway. So it was one of those things. It worked out for everyone in the neighborhood, but it was a really wild scenario where I ended up buying a house by accident. You know, I wanted to save that for episode 20. So don't list your house for sale by owner. Work with a realtor. They'll get you more money, I promise. And if you're a realtor out there and people just won't list it and you know it's a great deal, maybe you should just buy it yourself. I did, and it worked out great for everyone. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.